This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes with Matt and Jax here on Joy 94.9. I am now super excited to be welcoming into the studio local Melbourne singer-songwriter Erica Ashenzo. And to be accompanied by on guitar by Tavis. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us. This is so exciting.
Yes, and welcome to the Pride Centre.
Yes, it's and thank incredible.
You for
com-
thank you for coming out on a cold winter's night.
No,
as well.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. It's incredible to be here.
Your vocals are a tribute to the jazz greats you grew up listening to, and your songwriting pays homage to the soul classics that transcend time and melody. I love that. I'm a bit of a soul freak as well.
Ditto.
Love that kind of music. Drawing upon electronic and modern synth pop to complement your strong and steady vocal style. I think I'm so excited to hear you sing live. I would like, how do you feel about sort of doing a song and then we can have a bit of a chat about
it? I would love afterwards. That. I feel like that's how I connect with humans and ears and people. So that would be
great.
Amazing.
Let's okay. do
it. We're going to kick off with an original called Bound.
If it were easy, then maybe you'd be in my life. If it were easy, then maybe we'd see eye to eye. So we can't go on, we keep fighting. We can't go on, we keep trying. We can't go on, we keep lying. Nah, 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 nah. We can't go on, we keep fighting. We can't go on, we keep trying. We can't go on, we keep lying. Nah, 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 nah. So why do we try when it's lie right after lie? So why do we try when it's lie? If it were easy, I wouldn't complicate, I'd try. Say no, 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 no. If it were easy, my darling, you'd be by my side. And I know we can't go on, we keep fighting. We can't go on, we keep trying. We can't go on, we keep lying. So why do we try when it's lie right after lie? So why, said, do we try, my darling, when it's lie? Ooh, no, no, keep me, keep me, keep me, keep me guessing. Oh, for one day, one day, one day I will earn. You keep me, keep me, keep me, keep me guessing. Well, for one day, one day, one day I will earn. Ooh, won't you keep me? For one day, one day, one day I will. Ooh, won't you keep me, keep me, keep me, keep me guessing. For one day, one day, one day I will earn.
Thank you.
Oh, Erica, that was amazing.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. That was Bound, yes?
That was Bound, yeah. Yeah, my little lockdown baby.
Okay, and is that the new single?
So that was the single that I did as my first single as an independent artist. So that was released in October of 2020. And then my new single that I'm going to play in time, which is part of a collective EP, which will be coming out towards the end of the year, is my newest.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. So yeah. I want to talk about that a little
of
bit
course.
Later
Sorry,
on.
I've jumped.
No, absolutely. And yeah. So 2020, complicated year.
Yeah, for yes. all. Yeah.
Yes, talk us through that. How did the lockdowns and COVID affect
Yeah, right. absolutely. So I had a full launch party that I had, you know, planned with some incredible other artists and initiatives. And, yeah, we kind of wrapped up recording the song in March. So we were a little bit unaware as to what we're about to kind of all go into. And then, yeah, we sort of had to pivot. That's my new word.
So I think it's everyone's new word.
Yeah, it is. So we pivoted and I released it as like completely online. And it was kind of this beautiful thing though, because I had everyone kind of reaching out and I felt so connected, even though I was locked down in my home with my family, which was gorgeous. But And I was very fortunate. But yeah, it was really beautiful to be able to connect with people through my music. Yeah.
Yeah. And March as well. So it was
crazy. Yeah, our final like session in the studio was probably, I think, 2 weeks before. Yeah, and I was umming and ahhing if I should just postpone the launch party. Little did I know.
Well exactly, because nobody knew it was going to be like another 2 years. I remember leaving the office at the time and thinking, oh, look, this will be a couple of weeks. Right. We'll be back.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you can't really describe it then as a lockdown project because it was already up and ready to
Yes.
go,
Now I think I just refer to it as like my lockdown baby because it really, I kind of felt as though it gave me so much strength and drive through lockdown. And I think if I didn't have that, yeah, things would have been a little bit different.
And good for your fans and good for listeners as well.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it helps you to connect when people are really, people are looking for stuff like that during that period. I found it was a very creative time.
And if you kind of wanted to look deeper and maybe look at things outside of, you know, the box, you could. And there was, I loved the connection that it brought in a time where we couldn't really connect.
Do you feel like you connect with your audience differently now that you've had time away from the audience?
Yeah, I really, really do. I had a launch party for the latest single In Time in March of this year. I think it was March. This year's going so quick. I'm not. But yes, it was so beautiful. I said it was a love note to my listeners and it truly was. I connected so different. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I was forgetting lyrics to my own music. And it was so beautiful because as that was happening, I started to see like faces in the crowd just like relax. And then when I finished and I was sort of talking to people and all these wonderful souls that came out, they were like, I was like, sorry, you know, I forgot. And they were like, no, it made me feel human. And I just thought, oh, it was so beautiful to have this imperfect set. And I think that's a beautiful thing that's come out of, you know, what I know has been a bit of a dark period for everyone.
Yeah, and that was a live gig in Melbourne, was it?
Yes, it was in Melbourne at Up There Store. It was incredible. They hosted and sponsored me, which was amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so where did this all start?
Music? Talkative little girl, but also very shy. But we would host family dinners at both of my grandparents' homes growing up. I come from a big Italian family. And apparently I would just get up on the chair out of nowhere mid bite of lasagna and just start singing. And so
dinner at a show.
Honestly. And then I would just go back and be quite quiet and just continue with my other love, which is food. And so I would, so that's where it started. It took me till grade 6 to even join the choir. I was so nervous to share my voice.
Often people who are quite shy, that's their sort of their outlet, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say the hardest shows as well is performing in front of friends and family because they're like, hang on a second, I don't know this person. And I'm like, it's so funny that you just, this intuition comes out when you,
If you're a natural, obviously. So, is it a musical family?
No, not a musical family, but my mother's father, my nonno, he could hold an incredible tune. Like his vibration was beautiful. Mm. So I guess I would, kind of
there's
give him.
Some lineage
there's something.
So take us back to Continuum, which was your debut.
Yes. Yeah. Single. Continuum was my debut single. So that was 2019. I loved doing Continuum. That came off the back of actually performing at Blues Fest. I performed that at Blues for the busking comp and got through and played on the Monday. And that was incredible. And I thought, okay, I've got to get into the studio and I want to record my originals. I want something tangible. So Continuum to me was like my first leap, I would say. And I worked with some beautiful producers and artists to kind of get that to come to be. And yeah, it's kind of, I think Continuum was my marker, my kickoff for myself, you know, for really creating music from me to whoever's ears wanted to listen.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, that's a lot of ears.
Thank you.
At a festival especially. So, yes. How do you find playing the festival?
I love it, especially blues. Yeah, I absolutely, absolutely adore it.
Do you have a favourite festival?
Well, I would say Blues Fest is my top, yeah. But yeah. If I could play any festival, I think it'd be Glastonbury.
Do you know I was supposed to go to Glastonbury this year? I just couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I'm looking at next year. But yeah, it's Glastonbury's the big one, really.
Yeah, I just love it's a melting pot of so many different souls. And yeah, yeah.
Yep, sure.
And Wellington boots.
Yes.
Because you've got to take those, don't you?
Yes, you've got to be lucky with the weather at Glastonbury, don't you, really? So you were featured on Triple J Unearthed, which is notoriously difficult to be featured on.
It is.
How did that make you feel? And also, I just want to ask a question as well. Yeah. How does it work? Like, do you get a phone call out of the blue from Triple J saying, we heard your stuff, it's amazing?
No, I'm going to be so real. It's like a pick me moment. It's like an email after email, just like maybe if you want to listen, if you know.
Right.
Yeah. But it happened, and it was actually Continuum was actually played in, I think it was a Girls to the Front initiative, which was like women in music. So Continuum was, and then Bound was, which was really, really cool. So.
Oh, right. Both.
Yeah. Excellent. So both got a little play.
How did it make you feel? Were you like super?
It's so funny. You dream of these things, but then when they're actually happening, you're like, is this happening? And then so you actually, I'm learning to like really be present in the moment, because you're kind of always looking forward, I think. And then, kind of miss the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Which again, you know, maybe COVID taught us a little bit.
Yeah, to stop that. And be present. Exactly.
You're listening to Bent Notes with Matt and Jax. We have Erica Shenzo here live in the studio giving us some live performances and talking about her career.
You are listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Find more podcasts and show blogs at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes. This is Matt Warren and Jax. We are talking to Erica Ashenzo. Thank you for coming into the studio tonight.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Yes, and we just enjoyed one of your live performances that was Bound, the current single.
In Time is about to be the
sorry.
Current. No, don't worry. No, they're all the same.
Okay, no. So, the single that was released around the lockdown time, right?
Perfect.
But now you're going to be performing for us.
In Time. Yeah.
And that is your current single.
That is, excellent. But they're all my babies.
And accompanied by Tavis on the guitar.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh, say no. Staring, oh, you've been caring, walking in my life. All the time went by, you grew, so you grew, you grew. All the time went by, I you stayed, but it did that, you stayed, you stayed. But it did die. You stayed. But it did die. Oh, don't walk on. Don't make me walk in the by. Maybe if I stared into the depths of your eyes, into the depths of your eyes, you made me wonder for longer, could we grow much stronger? You maybe in time, say maybe in time, you are on. Ooh, maybe in time, say maybe in time. You walk on, but it did die today.
So good. So good again. I'm just blown away. That's amazing. If that track sounded familiar, I did actually finish the show last week within time.
Yeah,
recorded version, right?
Yes.
Quite different to the live version, actually.
Yeah. So, I mean, melody stays the same, but I'm very experimental when I sing live. It's just like, for me, I think like I just want to tune into the vibration and then give. And I like giving a little bit of, different. And it's different not having that sort of modern synth pop and kind of produced feeling.
Yeah,
having,
because your jazz, it's the style of jazz that I tend to lean towards.
Yes.
It's because it's quite electronica. You've got, there's quite a beat behind that track when you listen to the recording.
Yeah. I love to dance with the beat.
But what I love about it is that it works so well live as well because it is, well, it's just a good melody. It's a great melody sung by a great voice. You know what
Thank
I mean?
You.
So, it doesn't need all that production, but. And I hear you're jetting out soon.
I
We're quite lucky to actually get you in tonight.
Tuesday, I'm off. Tuesday morning, off to New York to finalize the EP with Gertie. So In Time was like the first of five. So we're going to slowly release them all. Yeah, and it's going to be incredible.
You're speechless.
But it's going to be crazy, a crazy ride. But, I'm excited.
I think
really
you just coined a new phrase there. So I was going to ask you, like, if favorite artist, right, any genre doesn't actually need to be.
No, jazz, and I do love listening, when I mean this, to all genres. Like, my mum was probably the biggest influence of music growing up, but my dad would play country and loves Dolly Parton, and I love Dolly Parton. So, like, I just think there's something beautiful in listening to so many different genres because I think you have this appreciation and then you kind of, like, fuse and find your own and,
It
becomes more of this instinctive kind of journey.
What did your mum play?
Growing up, as soon as we woke up, she would wake up at about 5 and start playing jazz in the morning. The house doesn't – there's no – like, she never turns the radio off. Like, she can't have – music is just so important. So I think that was a beautiful thing for me because I thought that was normal. I'd go to friends' homes and be like, where's the music?
So speaking of genres, you do cross over different genres with a unique style.
Yeah.
You've said that, so jazz would be your favourite, would you?
Would say soul, jazz, soul, and a little blues. And I find that it's different in whatever country you're kind of in. I think Australia's idea of like, soul and jazz feels a little different to when I'm in the States or when I'm in Europe. It's so funny how I think, different cultures kind of
I was going to ask that ahead of you getting going to New York. Mm-hmm. I was going to, like, how is the scene, but the sound, and the scene, I suppose, the live scene, how is that different to what we have here in Melbourne?
I think, like, my love of soul music, I just feel like when I'm in New York, it's like at its sort of like pinnacle. I just feel really connected. I feel like I go to various shows of artists that I know of and don't know of, and I just feel like it's a genre that's really championed there. Not that I'm saying it's not here, it totally is, but I just, when I'm in New York, it feels like this melting pot of artists that are all kind of tuned into that sort of soul train. And,
I kind of get the impression with New York, it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be sort of well represented.
Yeah.
Right?
And I feel like they kind of harness and embrace and they're,
So you do get a chance to sort of go and see gigs when you're
like,
that's
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. This time's going to be a little bit hard. It's 4 nights, 5 days, 3 of which will be in the studio and then 2 shooting content, but I will make time. Have to.
And do you feel that your style has evolved from Continuum to In Time?
Absolutely. I think one of the hardest things that I've faced in my music is actually finding, like, how I want to sound, like, what music to accompany my voice, because it's like I was given this sort of this muscle that creates this sound, but I from 21 to now to 29 where I'm like, it's ever evolving. I'm like trying to really figure out, you know, what I want to give people. Yeah.
You feel you're there?
I do feel I'm there. But then also I think it's a life is constantly
it's
learning.
A journey,
yeah, it's a journey. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Anna, it's a really
no, thing to say, no, I know. And just slap that on a horse and a card. No, but it's, yeah, it's yeah. true. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to.
No, I've loved this. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's been so good to speak to you and to listen to you. Yeah. Sing live and, yeah. and thanks
thank you
Tavis
so much
for coming in.
It's yeah, a pleasure.
Playing some yeah. great guitar there.
Yeah.
You're listening to Bent Notes.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.